Which of the parties comes out on top for its climate and environmental pledges? An assessment commissioned by Friends of the Earth and coordinated by the Earth Institute at University College Dublin found that the Labour Party gets the top marks ahead of the Social Democrats, with the Green Party in third. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, who are all vying to lead the next government, all failed this independent climate assessment. We're joined now by Dr. Cara Augustenberg, Assistant Professor in Environmental Policy at UCD. And Cara, you're very welcome to the programme. I know you're a former member of the Green Party, but you haven't been a member of any party for the past 7 years, and none of the judges in this were members of any political party. You gave each of the parties a mark out of 100. So how did you judge these manifestos?
Yeah, well, we benchmarked them against five demands in Friends of the Earth's program for faster and fairer climate action. So those are things like government leadership nationally and internationally, warmer homes with lower bills and no fossil fuels, clean, affordable, renewable energy for people, affordable, reliable, and accessible fossil-free transport, and finally a fair deal for farmers, both to feed Ireland and restore nature. So those were the five criteria that we looked at. All of the manifestos, it's over 1,000 pages of manifestos that we analyzed. And that's really how we came to our decisions in terms of where they scored.
And the party which came out on top was the Labour Party, scoring 79 out of 100. What made Labour the best?
Well, I think on that high level, we were looking at three things, which is, you know, their high-level commitment to climate action. Were they providing detailed policies and funding to back that up? And also, were they willing to confront those uncomfortable issues around phasing out fossil fuels, reforming food policy, dealing with aviation and data center emissions, those kind of thorny issues? And that really delineated between the top performers, namely Labour and the Social Democrats in particular, and the Green Party to some extent, and the parties that failed, which were our three biggest parties who are very likely to give us the next Taoiseach, which is a really worrying part of this analysis.
What are you saying about those three parties then? Fine Gael got 38%, Sinn Féin got 33%, and Fianna Fáil got 30%.
Yeah, I think that where they failed was really on that issue of confronting those thorny issues and phasing out fossil fuels. So all the political parties, in fact, all nine of them mentioned the need to move to renewable energy, so very in favor of solar and wind development. But they only answered half the climate question, and that the other part of addressing climate change is phasing out fossil fuels. And that's where those three big parties really let us down, and that they didn't want to tackle a strategic plan for phasing out fossil fuels, for not expanding the gas network, you know, for dealing with aviation emissions, those kind of things. And so they're only answering half of the climate question.
And bottom of the class, AIM2 on 10% and Independent Ireland on just 4%. What's your assessment of them?
Yeah, interesting that they both also had some climate policies. In fact, Independent Ireland had a chapter on climate. But in this case, they kind of used climate as a political football. So they were quite combative about climate change. AIM2 was very proud to say that they were the only political party that opposed our current climate legislation, which is the legislation that is really driving a lot of the changes in renewable energy and energy retrofit. And similarly, Independent Ireland said that they would ban any kind of net zero approach. Again, it's that net zero target that is driving a lot of the changes. Yet they were very happy to say that they wanted more school bus places, both to improve safety and also specifically to reduce emissions. So when it suited them, they were in favor of climate action, but equally they used climate action as a kind of a political football and a way of pitting farmers against the rest of the population, which is very unhelpful.
You mentioned the Green Party on 63%. It came in third. Why such a relatively low mark for a party which claims that it is the only party that can deliver on climate change targets?
I wouldn't say it's a low mark. I mean, there were 8 points between the Green Party and Social Democrats, and another 8 points between Social Democrats and Labour. So they all had good policies. I think the difference is the level of detail and attentiveness. So in the Labour manifesto in particular, they have climate change as one of their key missions. And it cuts across everything in their manifesto, and they have incredibly detailed plans on things like active travel and other areas. And the Green Party was just missing that level of detail, and particularly missing, you know, bolder commitments in terms of getting off fossil fuels, phasing out fossil fuels and reducing gas infrastructure and things like that.
Okay, Dr. Cara Augustenberg, Assistant Professor in Environmental Policy at UCD. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.